Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I'm Tim Diesel, and today I'm answering a question: is multifamily the best asset class to own? You can also check us out, dieselcommercialgroup.com, if you want to read any articles about it or any other questions you may have. I've covered a lot of them there. So this is a question from a listener, and as you know by now, I answer them as best as I can and as quickly as I can. So the short answer is I don't know. As always, I recognize we are all in different positions financially, different stages in life, and different parts of the country. So please don't take this as a one-size-fits-all blanket type of an answer. So I'll share some experiences with you and my opinion, and hopefully that will assist you in making the best decision from that. Now, it's worthy to note, if you haven't gone to my website and downloaded your free blueprint, go to timdiesel.com and get it. It's free. I don't sell you anything, and I don't put you on a reoccurring weekly email blast you have to subscribe to because I hate those things, so I'd never do it to anyone else. But this was something I designed for clients to get a better understanding of what their plans are for the future. And as I'm sure you know by now, I'm not just a commercial broker that's going to just buy and sell real estate for you. We need to have an outline of what you're doing. So take advantage of it. Use it in your business. It's there for you guys if you want it. So, all right, you first need to determine what your plan is and why you're even buying this in the first place. So if you're buying multifamily, okay, why are you buying it? Do you own a bunch of single family homes? Do you just have some cash laying around? You saw a good deal on an apartment building? So it really depends. You want to start there. I can't tell you how many times people want to buy apartments because someone told them it's a good investment, or they hear about people making money in rentals. So they figure out why are you not owning one yourself? But it's important to really know your own personal reasons. You don't want to just go around buying anything. You want to make sure it's something you want to get into. The next thing is, in my opinion, the most important thing of any investment. It's management. Who is managing the asset? I've talked about this before. Is it you or is it a management company? And this is a question you really need to know before you do anything. Because if you're managing it, then it'll operate differently than a management company. So if you're buying out of state, obviously the answer is obvious. It doesn't make very much sense to go down that road. But you may be buying local, and you may elect to have a management company handle it, depending on the size, of course, right? So keep that in mind. Those are the first. You kind of want to know how that's gonna play out. Many times investors come to me and they want to buy a 40-unit apartment complex, but after assessing their situation, we realize that's not the best route. If you're nearing retirement age and you want a consistent, modest return for a while, then maybe multifamily isn't the best thing. It might be a retail or industrial building with a long-term tenant. It could be you have a sizable down payment and you don't need all the cash right now from the rents. Maybe a triple net franchise tenant might work out better for your situation. If you're younger and you don't mind getting your hands dirty, then an apartment building may work out just fine. The key thing to remember is that you're buying a business. You need to make sure it will operate efficiently. You don't want to cripple your success at all. If you have a full-time career and you can't take many days off, then maybe a 9-unit apartment is that's probably not the best thing to start out with. Now, this depends on you. Remember that there is no perfect investment. every real estate you invest in has some degree of risk. So really it doesn't matter what you hear. At some point, there's risk in just about everything, right? It's how you can control it, how you can deal with it, what your options are, what your exit strategy is. There's a lot to look into. So don't think multifamily is the best at this current point, and we're first quarter of 2019. Multifamily is the most inflated of the asset classes. I don't know. Maybe there's more room for growth, right? It really doesn't. It just depends on what you're buying. So just be careful. If you haven't dealt with it before, I wouldn't just go out there and buy a whole bunch of buildings. I would really do a little more research and just understand what you're trying to get into. So it can be the best class to own. It's a commodity. People always need to live somewhere, right? You hear that all the time. Yeah, but people need to work somewhere too, and we need to get goods shipped in from China or India or wherever. So you can make a case that warehouse is also good. You could also make a case that office is also good because you have to go see your attorney or whatever, your doctor. So it really, don't just believe the whole, oh, you got to have a place to live. Well, there's a lot more to it than that. Businesses need to operate. You need to have everything. It just depends on what's hot or what's trending. So if you guys have any more questions, I'm at Tim J. Diesel, LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever else. Check out my YouTube channel because I cover different topics on there for you. I hope you found this helpful. Thank you guys for listening and take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.